Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. Brian Olin here with you alongside my man, Mr. Adam, middle name Cheek, as we recap and preview every single Monday and every single Friday, the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. And Mr. Cheek, we're going to a doubleheader. We had a couple of these last year, Dover, Michigan, Pocono, probably missing another one, but that's okay. Only having one this year, and that will be the doubleheader at Pocono. Just first, before we dive into the questions, what's going on, brother? How you doing? How's your week been? And how are you gearing up, ready for Pocono?
Pretty good. Week's been good. And pretty normal. No wrenches thrown in with the stuff I produce at work, other than a rain delay, but that's fine. We manage. It's been a good week. Looking forward to Pocono. Going to be an interesting weekend in terms of coverage for sure. Everyone I know is going to be some sort of exhausted by the end of it. But hey, it's a weekend full of racing. You got four races and like within like 35 hours. So that's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, I've never heard excited and Pocono in the same breath, so that's a first. But you know, that's okay. There's something new for everybody. But that's okay. Let's dive in though into this doubleheader, Adam. Only one this year, the one and only doubleheader will be this weekend at Pocono. Adam, I'm just gonna flat out say it: are doubleheaders a good thing? And then should there be more of them?
I think they're a good thing, but it really depends on the situation. Like, I don't think we should have more of them. Having a few during the COVID year in 2020 wasn't bad. You know, it helped NASCAR reach its goal of its normal race totals for a season without adding weekends to the end of the season and stuff. But racing is exhausting for the drivers, crews, and teams. And honestly, I think we'll all be some level of exhausted, like I said, after this weekend. That's got four races within... Actually, now that I think of it, it's probably like 30 hours, but maybe one or two a year at most. But otherwise, the spread out schedule is the norm, and I'd be fine with them sticking with that.
Adam, we're seeing something historic with the winning streak that we have seen from Kyle Larson. I mean, coming up on Saturday, he's going for a record. I mean, this has not happened since 2007, trying to get his fourth consecutive victory in a points-paying race. Can he do it? And then how long can the streak continue?
I'm going to say no, because Larson's made 12 starts at Pocono and he's finished in the top 10 just six of those races. He's only got 1 second place finish, and outside of that, he's never finished better than fifth. He averages a 12.42 finish there, and despite his speed this year, I think that past mediocre to goodity, that's not a word, but you know what I'm saying, might play into how he races on Saturday. You know, I don't think he wins. Then maybe on Sunday after they have a day to kind of acclimate to the track, but I've got my eye honestly on Gibbs cars for Saturday.
Adam, last but not least, Stewart Haas Racing. They showed signs of breaking out of their slump at Nashville with Eric Amarola winning the pole. Well, both him and Kevin Harvick both put together very strong runs. Now, Adam, was this just a one-off, or can they continue their newfound momentum at Pocono?
Well, we talked about this a little bit last week after Nashville, but I'm going to go with it's a one-race aberration with the caveat that it's a building block for them, because all four cars had really good races at Nashville. Briscoe and Custer had issues late, and I think Pocono is a good way for them to continue building confidence, at least with Harvick, since he won there last year. But it'll be Briscoe's first time there in a cup car, so we can all cut him some slack. But the race weekend with races on back-to-back days might be a good way for them to build for Sunday on what they learned Saturday.
Adam, like we do every single week, we dive into predictions now. However, Adam, before we dive into predictions, a latest weather report from our guy, raceweather.net with Aaron Studwell. So Saturday looks fine. Sunday could be racing the rain, my friend. With that being said, picks for Saturday. I'll have you go first on Saturday, and then I will go first on Sunday. Who are you picking on Saturday?
So I said I was looking towards Gibbs, and I was on Fastlane with Ed Lane earlier this week, and I think I said a similar thing. I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin on Saturday. I think he finally gets his first win of 2021.
It's a good pick. I am going to go with the driver that won this event last year, that being Mr. Kevin Harvick. Both of these drivers that we picked last year, both won at Pocono. Your driver won the second race of the doubleheader. Mine won the first race of the doubleheader. So with that being said, you got Hamlin, I got Harvick. In the second race, I'm going to go with the guy that won his first ever race at Pocono for his first ever race overall. Ryan Blaney gets the number 12 car into victory lane. I got Harvick winning race one and Ryan Blaney winning race two.
Okay. Well, it's you say about the doubleheader about Harvick and Hamlin winning, because I had both of them winning the two races there last year when we do our in front stretch picks. And mm-hmm. I picked the two right winners, but I picked the wrong races. Mm-hmm. So, which might have helped me win the overall championship at the end that I lost to our good friend Zach Gillespie. But mm-hmm. Sunday's a little bit tougher, but I know a lot of guys are going to have better shots given that they'll have Saturday to kind of learn the track and everything. So for Sunday, I think I'll take Kyle Busch. I think he had a really solid run last week at Nashville. I feel really good about Gibbs this weekend for some reason. And I think he'll get the 18 back in victory lane, get his second one of the year.
All righty. We're going to be racing the weather, it looks like, on Sunday. So we never know. We could have a surprise winner, a.k.a. Chris Busch, when the fog rolled in. So we never know what is going to happen when they go to the mountains of the Poconos. I do know one thing. Zach Sterniello is going to be on ground in the Poconos. It's going to deliver some great coverage for frontstretch.com. So check out all the latest on frontstretch.com. You can find me on Twitter at TheBrino. You can find Adam on Twitter at AdamInCheek. You can find us on Twitter as well at FrontStretch. Even give Zach a follow. He's a great follow for this upcoming weekend at Zach. STUR at Zach STUR. And once again, for all the latest, frontstretch.com. Adam, it's always a pleasure. And let's recap it on Sunday, bro.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Adam Cheek, associate editor, lead reporter for frontstretch.com, joining the program like we do every Monday and Friday, recapping and previewing the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. Well, that is it for this edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. For Adam Cheek and everybody here at Front Stretch, stay healthy, stay safe. And when you get a chance, please. Get vaccinated.